You're welcome back to the News at One. This was a truly global game of cat and mouse, and today the game is up. That was how Jean-Philippe Lecouf of Europol summed up the major international policing operation that began with the discovery of an Australian encrypted messaging platform and has culminated in this country with raids in Wexford and Dublin and the seizure of drugs valued at almost 16 million euro. It emerged today that Europol, the FBI and the Australian Federal Police were involved in those raids. Mr. Lecouf was speaking at a news conference in The Hague where he outlined how the various agencies had worked together.
Over 40 operational meetings took place, harnessing every piece of intel and turning it into a coordinated action. It was about bringing together the right people with the right tools and the right expertise, ensuring that every aspect of this complex operation was covered. During the action days, Europol headquarters also became the joint operational center where all the moving parts came together. This operational center was buzzing with activity, providing 24/7 real-time support and coordination across multiple time zones. We also had Europol experts on the ground in Ireland and in Australia, directly supporting the local teams here. This operation is what Europol is all about, turning collaboration into concrete results. We know how these criminals operate. We know how to find them. And as today shows, we know how to stop them.
Jean-Philippe Lecouf of Europol, the Australian Federal Police, or AFP, also played a key role in the operation, as Assistant Commissioner David McLean told this morning's news conference.
Our contribution commenced in 2022 when the AFP joined Europol's Global Task Force, Operational Task Force Next, which you are now aware was established to disrupt the Ghost dedicated encrypted communications platform. Our response in Australia was to establish Operation Kraken, which had two key goals. The first being to help take down the Ghost platform, and secondly, to bring its administrator, a 32-year-old Australian man from New South Wales, to account. As a result of our efforts, we will allege hundreds of criminals, including Italian organised crime, outlaw motorcycle gangs, Middle Eastern organised crime and Korean organised crime, have been using Ghost in Australia and overseas to import illicit drugs and to order the killing of individuals involved in various criminal enterprises. Significantly, during our investigation, the AFP and local partners prevented the death and serious injury of as many 50 individuals in Australia, all by virtue of our access to messages on the Ghost platform. And while there are 50 people alive today as the result of our work, there are another 50 people in Australia, users of the Ghost platform, who are now facing criminal charges.
Although, as we heard there, the Ghost platform was found in several countries, Ireland had the second highest number of users. Detective Chief Superintendent Seamus Boland is the head of the Garda Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau. He's been telling me how they became involved in the investigation.
Ireland became directly involved in this investigation 2 years ago, approximately 2 years ago. And at that stage, you know, we had resources from our Garda National Crime and Security and Intelligence Service working with colleagues in Europol under the remit of the Operational Task Force, the OFT, which is codenamed OFT Next. So under the command then of Assistant Commissioner Justin Kelly, who has responsibility for organised and serious crime investigations in Ireland, the Garda National Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau took over responsibility for the actual investigation. So we've been involved in this, in gathering of evidence, in monitoring what is happening, in analysing the information that is available to us for the past 2 years. So what you now see happening over the last 48 hours is ourselves on Garda Síochána in Ireland and our international colleagues now moving forward with this investigation from the covert phase that we're now at the overt phase, which has resulted in searches being conducted. 33 premises in Ireland alone, mostly in the Dublin region and in the surrounding counties of the eastern region, being searched on foot of warrant, in excess of 300 Garda officers being mobilised. And in those searches, we've seized a lot of further evidence, including, you know, cash, and including, you know, in the region of 42 of these actual communications encrypted devices, which will all be analysed. So we'll now collate and analyse all of the evidence that we have gathered before we move to the next phase of an investigation, which will be arrests and questioning, and then hopefully eventual prosecutions.
And going back then for a moment to what happened yesterday, did that seizure and did the arrests made yesterday, did they come about as a direct result of information gleaned from this encryption platform?
Yes, Rachel, there's been a number of arrests in the last number of days which are directly connected to the investigations that we have been conducting from this encrypted network platform. You know, in total, you know, we have 11 arrests have actually been made in Ireland up to date. The rest of those arrests will all become public at a later stage. But 11 arrests in total have been made in Ireland so far, and I would expect that this number will dramatically increase as time goes forward.
At the news conference, the Europol news conference this morning, it was made clear that more than one criminal gang was under investigation in Ireland. What can you tell us about that?
Our investigations have focused on four specific criminal groups in this jurisdiction. And we're focusing on four because, you know, there is only four specific criminal groups that were using these devices to conduct their activity. What I can say is that within that group, you know, the most prolific and what we would consider the primary drug trafficking organisation into this jurisdiction, particularly in relation to supply of cocaine and heroin, is one of those primary groups that we were investigating. So we're also targeting their facilitators and the people that are, you know, facilitating, you know, the importation of controlled drugs into the country. And, you know, we also targeted the organised crime network, which is involved in the coordination and the administration of this criminal communications facilitation network in this jurisdiction. So we are quite satisfied at the level of high value targets that we have been able to gather evidence from. But in general, it's four specific independent criminal networks that our investigations are focused on.
And that was Detective Chief Superintendent Seamus Boland. He's the head of the Garda Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau. Let's have a word now with our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds, who first brought us news of those arrests at this time yesterday. Paul, as we've been hearing, this all began in Australia. Will you sketch out for us the scale of this international policing operation?
Yeah, I mean, this system was set up 9 years ago by a 23-year-old man in Sydney, Australia, who lived with his parents. He launched the network and began building dedicated encrypted communications devices, DECDs, effectively special mobile phones that prevented messages from being intercepted by law enforcement or the authorities. He's then alleged to have sold those DECDs for about $2,500 Australian dollars to criminals. And the success of them, as far as they were concerned, went global because he used a network that vetted new ghost users before they were allowed into the system. The phones went all over the world. About 600 of them, these Australian police have identified about 600 of them, and 200 of them have gone global. Now, the Garda estimated that of those 200 that went around the world, 100 of them ended up in Ireland, and they have seized 42 of those. And they say that they believe they've only seized 42 because criminals are by nature very cautious, so they change their phones quite regularly. So while they had had these phones, they had previous versions of them. They disposed them and got new ones. Now, we know that the network was infiltrated by this joint operation by the FBI, the Australian Federal Police, Canadians, the French and the Gardaí. 51 people in total have been arrested in four countries, 11 in Ireland, 38 in Australia and one each in Italy and Canada. A drug lab was also dismantled in Australia. Weapons, drugs and over €1 million worth of cash has been seized globally so far.
Publicly, Paul, the focus in this country has been on a criminal gang known as the Family. Who are the Family?
Well, the Family are a criminal gang that based in West Dublin. They have two brothers as leaders. That's why they're called the Family. They've operated in a very different way to the Kinahan organised crime group. And that's why Detective Chief Superintendent Boland said today that they have now become the primary gang in this country for trafficking in heroin and cocaine. They tend to operate under the radar. They were originally a street gang operating in Ronanstown, Ballyfermot and in the Clondalkin area. But after the implosion and after the concerted effort by international law enforcement on the Kinahan organised crime group, the demand for drugs still existed, and they were able to step into that breach, and they've become quite sophisticated in the way that they have been smuggling drugs into this country. The most recent seizure, the cocaine seizure, was concealed in a hydraulic, a specially adapted hydraulic system in the back of an articulated truck, and the Gardaí released a video of that today, which showed how difficult it was for them to extract that hydraulic system to get into it, to discover the €7 million worth of cocaine.
Ghost was one encryption platform, which, as we've been hearing, began in Australia. How widespread are these platforms?
Well, they were very widespread. It was previously the EncroChat network before this one. But this is the second network of devices that have been compromised by law enforcement, and that has serious implications for people using them. Criminals and senior figures in organised crime in Ireland, according to the Gardaí and in other countries, are now meeting up to try to find out what's going on, how this has happened and what the implications are for them, because this is a global, international investigation at this stage. Thousands of criminals used Ghost. Around 1,000 messages were exchanged each day on the network. The system allowed them to communicate securely, evade detection, counter forensic measures and coordinate international illegal operations. And it did this. It used three encryption standards, and it could send a message followed by a specific code which would then self-destruct all messages on the target phone, essentially erasing the evidence. And criminals could buy it without supplying any personal information. And there were criminal suppliers here. And that gang is one of the four gangs that are being targeted. As you heard the Gardaí say as well, the Irish criminals were the second highest users of the network after Australia. But the Gardaí say they're now able to access that information. I mean, it's quite clear they've already accessed it to some remarkable success on Monday, with 11 people arrested so far, five on Monday, and €7 million worth of cocaine seized. So it's clear that they already have access to this intelligence and information on the network and are using it. But they're also gathering evidence and intelligence, which they say will be used in prosecutions for years to come.
Paul, many thanks for that. That was our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.